Et mon ami dit, je veux voir le film. Je veux voir le film.
Des finances, puis après ça, on a augmentation de la marge de crédit.
Et on a aussi payé
une facture pour M. Dupont de 50 000.
Ouais, c'est quoi le nom de la compagnie?
C'est RF Dupont.
C'est Pavage RF?
Oui.
C'est un numéro de compagnie, un numéro.
Je pense que oui, mais on les a dans nos dossiers comme RF.
Avec ces ajouts-là, est-ce qu'il y a d'autres... tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Alors, on passe au prochain item. Adoption des procès-verbaux, celui du 10 décembre. Proposeur?
C'est moi, Denis.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Y avait-tu un proposeur l'autre jour?
Non.
Non? Qui est le proposeur?
Moi.
Non. Non? OK. Tout le monde est d'accord. Oui. So the meeting of the 10th of December is approved. Adoption au procès-verbal du 10 décembre.
C'est moi, ça, monsieur le maire.
Il y a un extraordinaire le 10.
Oui, c'est celle-là.
Il y a une réunion le 10.
L'extraordinaire, monsieur, c'est pour l'adoption du budget.
Oui.
Ah, ça, c'est le budget, puis l'autre, c'est une réunion régulière. Ça, on a un proposeur, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui. Oui.
Adoption procès-verbal extraordinaire du 9 janvier. Proposeur?
Moi.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
So those meetings that you see on the list have been approved. report from the maire. Je viens ici au nom du conseil municipal. Je tiens à remercier l'association de Grenville Women's Institute pour leur don de 100 $ attribué à la bibliothèque municipale de Grenville-sur-la-Rouge. On behalf of the municipal council, I would like to thank the Grenville Women's Institute for their donation of $100 to the municipal library. Finances et administration, résolution, approbation des comptes à payer. Le conseil municipal approuve le paiement des comptes énumérés sur la liste, suggéré du 14 février au montant de 1,222,474,77 $ Proposeur. 14 janvier, excusez. Proposeur.
Serge.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
So we approve the expenses. I know the amount looks very high. There's expenses in there include the purchase of the camping. It includes contractual work that was done on some of our roads this fall. That's why you see it being so high amount of money. Utilisation des manufactures de 5 000 et plus. Un de 19 000 pour l'agrégat Argenteuil, un pour 17 000 pour Igni, 27 704 pour Igni. Une autre facture de Igni pour 12,834,09 $. Une autre facture pour Action Construction, ça c'était pour le grinding. Les as-tu vérifiés, Marc?
Oui, c'est deux factures d'environ 27 000 plus les taxes.
Et on n'avait pas approuvé avant?
Non.
On avait approuvé l'ouvrage et non la facture.
On avait attribué le contrat,
oui.
Entériné la décision de dépenser ce montant-là.
C'est 71,712,84 $. Le père Bio, c'est pour les matériaux pour l'aqueduc, la calumet, 6,852,15 $. Mazout Bélanger, 5,247,98 $. Excavation Rideau pour l'ouvrage qui a fait sur. Les as-tu vérifié ça?
Réponse ça, oui. C'est bel et bien une première facture qui manquait une journée de travaux.
Okay.
Ils ont annulé cette facture-là, ils nous en ont remis une nouvelle. Mais il y avait un premier versement de 14 000 de fait. Ils vont rajouter 3 000.
Et puis 3,507,57 $.
Et le montant devrait être correct.
Okay. Facture de 5,742,75 $, c'est pour les dynamitaires sur le train Avocat et le chemin de Mars. Facture de MCO pour les matériaux d'Aqueduc et Vidal pour Calumet à 24,158,49 $. Facture pour l'excavation Calis, c'est pour le déneigement et aussi pour les travaux de fossé de 30,025,63 $. Facture de Septique Biron, 6,422,53 $. Facture de Mador Toussignan, 6,208,65 $. Facture de Hydro-Environnement, encore pour Calumet, 6,864,01 $. Capital Assureur, 9,302,82 $. MRC d'Argenteuil, 17,235,39 $. MRC d'Argenteuil, encore une fois, 17,318,34 $. Multi-industriel AD, 13,549,81 $. Et j'ai une solution, 18,942,13 $. Et puis en dernier, Niroc pour 15,210,82 $ pour la pierre. So these invoices, I don't have to repeat them, I don't think all in English, it's pretty clear on the bills that we were for. If you have any questions at the end of the meeting, we can answer them. So, on a un proposeur pour ces factures-là?
Serge.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Frais de renouvellement de l'Union municipalité du Québec. Montel 1522,24 $ proposé par Marc. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Fin d'approbation de M. Tillard.
Rose, Montréal.
So the first one was for fees for the union, 15-22-24.
Municipal Association of Municipalities.
Yeah.
Okay. When you say union and municipality, it can be as a center.
Ah, okay. The next resolution, the prochaine résolution, c'est pour approuver l'engagement de M. Lutillard comme inspecteur municipal, proposé par Natalia.
Oui.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui, d'accord.
That's approving the hiring Mr. Tillard as our municipal inspector. Formation. Various training programs proposés par?
Par moi, Denis.
Denis, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui. Oui.
Notice of motion, avis de motion, dépôt de projet de règlement AERA 188-01-2020, décrétant les taux de taxes foncières, de tarification, de compensation pour l'année 2020. Qui donne avis de motion?
Moi.
Okay. Et puis, adoption de règlement proposé par, ça c'est une résolution, qui approuve le règlement comme tel.
Oui.
Si on dépose le règlement, puis après ça, on l'approuve, ça doit être proposé par Manon encore.
Ça doit être proposé par elle, tout par
elle. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Ça, c'est l'adoption du premier projet.
Ah, oh, c'est de l'adoption du premier projet. Excusez-moi.
La version finale sera adoptée au mois de février.
C'est pas marqué, ça. Ça, c'est le projet de règlement. So, what we did there now is we gave notice of motion. At first, proposed bylaw 188-01-2020, which is the taxation bylaw. So you'll see there what the rates are going to be per 100 evaluation. So 70.7145 for residential homes and for residential lots and built or not built. Farming at 0.6237 per 100 evaluation, non-residential at 1.3845 per 100 evaluation, and industrial buildings at 1.6295 per 100 evaluation. And then there's all these other special taxes for different services that are supplied by their counties. Adoption au règlement AR191 de l'accès à la circulation des camions, véhicules, outils sur le champ avocat, Filmar et Rockcliffe, proposé par.
Par moi, M. Paravan.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui, oui.
So, this is a bylaw that's going to limit the heavy loads on avocat, Filmar and Rockcliffe.
Not supposed to be in there. No, not until it's repaired. There was no expense.
Pour la famille.
Okay.
And
to use the argument, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's north of Highway 50.
Yeah. That's included in there. North of Highway 50?
In the description we've made on the copy outside, we have all the signage.
Yeah.
And it proposes it. It makes for stopping traffic just north of Highway 50. So between 148 and 50, trucks will be allowed to circulate.
Yeah.
Hopefully not on Kilmar, but that's their choice.
Prochain 6.8, 6.8, adoption de règlement municipal ARM 110-29, système d'alarme. Le proposeur?
Moi, monsieur.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
So this is a bylaw that we're approving at the request of the Société de Québec for concerning controlling firearms. Adoption au règlement ARM 220-29 sur le calportage.
Je
Lazare, c'est Marc.
Oui.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
So again, this is another bylaw that the Sioux City is asking us to approve. And this is for door-to-door salesmen.
I still see it in the next elections. I'm still going to knock on your door.
Adoption du règlement du fight ILM 410-29 sur la garde des chiens, proposé par
Serge.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Ouais.
Oui.
Non. Rien descendant.
Non.
Natalia.
Oui,
je vais être dissident aussi.
Toi aussi?
Oui.
OK, sur so, deux. So, majorité est là.
Exact.
Achat de bac vert et vieux, proposé par
Natalia.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
This is a bylaw to buy those green and the blue containers for garbage. A resolution to buy. Dépôt de la liste de contrats publiés sur le site internet. There's a list anyway. Was it out there?
Je ne sais pas.
Anyway, you're depositing that list?
Yes. Tous les entrepreneurs qui ont obtenu pour un total supérieur à 25 000 $ de la municipalité sont inscrits sur cette liste-là.
Dans l'année.
Dans l'année, finalement.
So the council takes note of the report. That list will be published on the site, the government site. Proposé par l'urbanisme et développement territorial. Adoption du règlement numéro IRU 1924-10-29, amendant le règlement de zonage numéro IRU 1902-0-15, tel qu'amendé afin d'ajouter l'élevage de cette comme usage spécifiquement exclu au sein des zones A01, AFT 01, A02, AGT 01, AF02, A03, AF01, AF03, AFT 02 et AFT 02. Nomination de la personne désignée en vertu de la personne désignée en vertu de l'entente d'État municipal. On va rajouter Jimmy Hall là, aussi avec le nom de Miriam.
Moi, je le propose, M. Marc.
Qu'est-ce
qu'il y a?
Il n'y a pas de chicane,
là. C'est Marc.
OK, so, il y a deux résolutions. C'est un va être Marc, puis l'autre va être Ron. OK?
Moi, je propose, Jimmy.
OK, ben, anyway. Tu proposes la première, et puis Ron va proposer la deuxième. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui, d'accord.
Merci.
Est-ce que vous vraiment sérieux, vous voulez faire deux résolutions ou ça?
They have to be individually named.
No? No, one's in French, one's in English.
Yeah, but one's...
It's okay, we can do it.
C'est
Marc.
Okay, Marc it does it before. Never mind. It's all right.
On peut régler sur la cabessée.
Deuxième passage pour l'événement Right to Remember, proposé par?
Par moi, je parle.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui,
oui, on est d'accord.
Demande moi, donc, le carnaval pour la centre communautaire de la ville d'Arrington, proposé par?
Moi, monsieur le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
D'accord.
J'ai donné $300 pour
carnaval.
So this one, that resolution, the previous resolution is for a right to remember, which is we were asked permission to use our votes for that. And
every
the
year.
One prior to that was to name two people to administer a bylaw on the water courses that are in our municipality. And then the last one we just did is to give a $300 donation to Harrington Valley Community Center for the Burnham. Utilização da sede de Bacalhara Caminan, so this one here is for the boat Simone to have access to our boat launch for fishing activity on the 8th of February.
Have every year.
Okay, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Alors, à titre du directeur.
Les deux affaires nouvelles, on les. On
ah
les
oui, les affaires nouvelles.
On les a pas eues.
Ben, on a dit à mon premier qu'on les rajoutait, mais là, on les a pas.
Merci. Ok. Quelqu'un qui suit?
C'est pas vous les avez mis, non?
Oui.
Change-le.
Je pensais qu'on avait fait la facture de RF.
RF, on l'a dit, mais.
Au début, mais on n'a pas.
Mais on n'a pas le papier pour la facture.
OK, on l'a passé.
Sont proposés par, c'est pour payer une facture de pavage RF pour le sol d'hiver de total de 59 771,03 sous, proposé par.
Dans moi, Monsieur le maire, prend.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Oui. Oui.
This is a resolution to pay an invoice for winter sand, 59,771,03 that has to be paid. Ça prend une résolution proposée par et résolue que le directeur général, le coordinateur des finances et le maire soient autorisés de demander au ministère des Finances de procéder au financement à long terme de ces règlements d'emprunt. Et de plus, résolue que le directeur et le coordinateur des finances et le maire soient autorisés de signer tout document nécessaire à la réalisation de ces emprunts au nom de la municipalité, plus précisément les règlements d'emprunt suivants. AERA 100 014 au montant de 425 000. Ça, c'est pour.
Les travaux sur la rivière Rouge en 2014-2015.
Okay. La rivière Rouge. Un autre au montant de numéro AERA 603-0127 au montant de 200 000.
Ça, c'est pour les travaux sur les passages à niveau.
Travaux sur. AERA 615-05-29 au montant de 2 millions.
Ça, c'est pour le début des travaux, l'ensemble des travaux qui ont été faits à date sur le chemin Rockcliffe et sur le chemin Avocat.
Et Kilmore?
Non.
Non, c'est vrai, Kilmore. Ça, c'est Rockcliffe, Kilmore.
Merci, Kilmore.
Et le 585 000, ça c'est pour le camping.
Exact.
So this here gives us the authority to proceed to get financing for different amounts of money that are being borrowed by the municipality and to sign those documents. So there's $425,000 that was work done on the Rouge River that was supposed to be paid for by subsidies, but because of the way the work was done, back in 2014, 2015, 2016, I believe, the subsidies were refused. So we have to pay for
it. Fait que je propose, monsieur le maire.
The $200,000, this is for work that was done for the drain crossings. Different places in our municipality that were built by the train company to us that we have to pay for. That's by loan. So that's the loan of $200,000. The rock, the $2 million was for work that was done on Rockcliffe, Kilmore, Rockcliffe and Avoca.
Yes.
So So these, and then there's 585,000 that we have to buy due to some agreement that the previous council made. So we have to, we were committed by them, now we have to pay for it.
Have you taken possession as
yeah,
of January 1st?
Yeah, as of January 1st. So these here, these amounts of money are to go shopping for the best interest possible. That's done through the government. So they're going to shop for that total of all those loans to get the best price we can. In the meanwhile, we've been financing it with our own money.
Can I ask something, Mr. Mayor? Mr. Mayor and the DG have tried really hard to get the $400,000 back from the government there. We've been trying for the last 2 years, and unfortunately, but we tried really hard there.
Well, I'm still going to try, but it doesn't look good. The qui a proposé tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
J'ai quelque chose à demander au conseil. On peut aussi faire une minute de silence pour M. Bellazar.
Mais je n'ai pas fini.
Oui.
Proposé par les résolus du directeur général, coordinateur des finances, le maire soit autorisé à signer le document nécessaire pour l'augmentation du marge de crédit d'un montant de 500 000. Il va passer de 1,25 million à 1,75 million. Il y a depuis résolu le directeur et le coordinateur des finances, le maire soit autorisé à signer un emprunt temporaire de 625 000 afin de couvrir le règlement d'emprunt AR108-14 au montant 425 et AR603-01-27 au montant 200 000. So this is an increase in our... Ben, y a-t-il un proposeur?
C'est Serge.
Oui. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Okay, so this is, we're asking, we're going to ask to have our line of credit increased by $500,000 to pay our bills and while we wait to get the money back from the borrowing bylaw. And the other one is a temporary loan to pay for, again, for those until we get the money back for those bylaws or the borrowing that we're doing. So that's what this resolution is for.
It looks as if we're doing a lot of spending, but it's just readjusting our cash flow. Over the last year, there were significant surpluses, and there was no large expense done. So all those expenses were financed directly with what we had in the bank. But now it's the end of the year. The tax won't be coming in until another 6 weeks to 2 months. And we have lots of work that has been financed over that. So if we want to be able to pay the heating and my salary for the next few months, we need to readjust. And that's what's being done with those transactions.
So, and like Mark was saying, we're going to stop for a moment of silence for our loss of Monsieur Pierre Lassalle, who died in hospital with pulmonary problems. When was that? Last Friday?
Last week, yeah.
Last week, yeah. So just a moment of silence. Merci beaucoup. On est au deuxième période de certificat de crédit.
Alors, à titre de directeur général, je garantis la disponibilité des fonds pour la réalisation des décisions qui ont été prises par le conseil ici ce soir.
Deuxième période de questions, second question period. Yes, ma'am.
I would just like to thank you last month for listening to my concerns and acting on it very quickly. Very nice, and I appreciate it. And on behalf of my husband, who's making ice right now, he'd like to thank you for the snowblower. Really helped. And he'd like to say that even because of the weather, we have beautiful ice. So come skating.
Come skate.
Bring your families.
That's
put
right.
Put your skates on.
That's right.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Who is here?
en 6-10 pour les chiens, est-ce que c'est obligatoire d'avoir une médaille?
Oui.
Oui, bon, merci. Oui.
Other questions, d'autres questions?
Ils
sont pas encore
arrivés.
Ils sont pas encore arrivés. Oui,
sir. Puis il y a
the end of probation for Mr. Tillard, yeah. Municipal inspector, what areas of the municipality is he responsible for?
The whole municipality.
The building inspector?
Yeah, he's the building inspector.
Okay.
We have a separate other inspector for environment purposes, so, but he's the building inspector.
Okay, thank you. And your meeting last Thursday, I missed, you had a special meeting for financial expenditure for Camp Roof.
Yeah.
Is that part of the $585 we're paying?
Yeah.
Is that a one time or is this going to be a yearly?
No, I'm going to do it.
That's a great
one
task.
It's a good
question.
It's a one time.
Hallelujah.
One time was a surprise.
It's a one time. But again, this is something that was done by previous council.
Yeah. They were all have nothing to do with it, but it's just another headache that you don't need.
No. It's the last of that.
Well, we're hoping now.
None of our radar screen.
We're hoping now with the council, the committee that's looking after it, and with the proper management, that we'll be able to make money, at least enough money to pay for the investment, because we've got probably over $1 million in that setup down there right now. So now we have to make that money back for the next 30 years, and then some. So, don't question?
You intend to keep it?
Well, right now, that's the case.
On peut pas le vendre.
There's very, look, the deals that they made are deals that I would never have made. There are obligations, there's conditions, you'd have to read it to understand it there, but we don't have free hand at, let's say, selling it. So there's no advantage. Not now.
The all-in-one there, the deer farm, the bridge, the deer situation with the Minister de la Fong, is there any update from any of these areas?
No, the last update we got was before Christmas, eh?
Yeah.
And what was the, they are going to put, force them to put a second fence around the area that's contaminated, right? That was one of the things.
When they want to restart.
No,
when
before.
If.
Yeah, well, before, but.
In the meanwhile, until they clean up, until they do the cleanup, they have to put the double fence in. That's my understanding.
Christmas being Christmas, I'll have to verify before I contradict you on that one.
That's
fair. But,
anyway, to my the best of my recollection, that's what it is. And then in the meanwhile, tonight again, our bylaw puts that obligation in place too. So we'll see what happens now.
They're not allowed to restart in a vote.
Not under our bylaw.
No, by the federal government.
They're not right now, no.
But if they contaminated, they contaminated, they could.
If they decontaminated.
That's not what the government said. The government said if it's contaminated, it can never restart.
That's the thing. They'd have to clean it up in order to restart. But if they want to restart under our bylaw, they can't do it there anymore.
It's going to be interesting.
So,
but if it doesn't get cleaned up, are you going to force them to put a second fence?
Yeah,
the
that's what the,
already
that's what the government's
going to
do.
They have to clean up and put a second fence.
The government,
standards. Then if they do that, our rules now say you can't do it there anyway. So it's going to be interesting.
According to my, the best of my recollection, and again, that's a couple of months factor, the last thing they told us is that they were going to obligate them to put the second fence in until... or that has to be done because the cleanup hasn't been done. Once the second fence is in, they could take 100 years before they do the cleanup.
Oh, really?
The second fence is only to keep the deer
the
from getting in there.
Only the deer, though. It doesn't
yeah.
matter.
Because they, right now, there's no agreement on the cleanup.
But it's impossible to clean
Well, anything's possible, but everything costs money. So.
You could plant a garden on the moon, and you'd have a better chance of making it work than cleaning that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's their problem there.
Oh, that's our problem.
Once our bylaw is in place there, it'll be posted. It comes into force so many days after. It has to be approved at the MRC, and then we can start pushing. You know, we have to wait till that procedure went through. So
from the Minister to the Fong, that they...
Not them. This all comes from...
No, but that was part of my question. Are they involved? Are they in touch with you?
The last thing
was there changes to what they're going to be doing or what they're heading for?
No, we didn't get anything new. Nothing. They haven't found any more sick deer. That's from the hunter. There was none declared sick on the testing they did this fall.
That's great.
There's that.
The projected hunting schedule should be out.
They don't talk about that.
Yeah. I imagine they'll be getting in touch with us during the new year.
They publicized that they're going to make changes, but...
Yeah. Well, they I know they were working on putting rules in place for deer farming too. They're working with the other ministries to put that in place. On the agricultural side of things. So. Okay, so you don't have any questions?
No, you didn't miss one. The bridge. I put the three of them all together.
The bridge.
Because is there an update on the bridge?
The only thing I have, the last thing we got from the NTQ is still on the schedule of being done in the spring.
I have the directive of making sure that they are going on tender soon. So I'll be
writing them. I'm giving my weekly on the tenders to make sure that if I see it there, I'm going to get a copy because I want to see exactly what they're going to do there. But the other thing is that the little bridge, the little wooden bridge, has to be raised while they're at, not only fixed, but raised because it's too low. So those are things that we have to push them to get done.
But the little bridge can be open.
Well, no, the little bridge is underneath there. It's not in condition.
I was under it from side to side, and I mean, if somebody put a couple of steel plates on top of that bridge, it could be used. Yeah. You can narrow it to one vehicle. There's no reason for that to be placed.
Well, I can't. We asked them to do that. They chose not to. They chose to shut them down completely. That's their choice there. And even though I can argue till I'm blue in the face, that's the way it is. Now, the other thing we can do, and I don't want to do it, take over the bridges. We don't need any more problems.
Well, that little one wouldn't be a...
We don't need any bridges, believe me.
Well, we have bridges.
There's an annual inspection alone that's going to cost you $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 every year just to do an inspection. So you don't want to get into that. That's their problem. Let them deal with it.
We did a similar bridge in Boucher Bridge on Boucher. There was a similar bridge done on Boucher that does belong to the municipality, and it costed us an arm and a leg. So for the sake of waiting a few months, maybe it's worth not getting involved in it.
Anyway, we'll keep on pushing them there. I want them to raise it because that's always underwater. It doesn't matter what they do with the steel bridge. That section's always underwater in the spring, so it's time to raise it. We'll raise the road around it and everything will be fine. Want that done at the same time as they do their work. So, anyways, I'm waiting for the tender to come out, then we'll be over. No question, other questions? No?
I'm good.
Okay, proposar, pour aller avec l'Assemblée, venir.
C'est ça.
Le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'accord.
Okay, merci beaucoup.
Merci. Merci. You want to come out? Yeah.
La réunion bénéfique, comme on avait écrit, c'est quoi le point de l'union de Montréal.